This morning, the lines around Mum's eyes seemed darker, wiser, deeper, but not in the way that signals ticking of clocks, falling of leaves, more like sanded erosion, the riverbeds of dried up tear track flash floods. So I asked this morning if she was sleeping okay. An interruption told me that each night, Mum talks to you whilst you sleep, without expectation of reply or acknowledgement, just talks from bedtime until morning. I suppose in an attempt to monitor your well-being, and I suppose to soak in every moment of your albeit silent presence. This morning, I asked Mum if I could help, though the words felt foolish as they tripped past my teeth, because I wanted to tell her to try writing. In those lonely 1 a.m., 4 a.m., forever a.m. hours, I wanted to tell her to pour her troubles through pinpricked ink, because God, there's no darkness I couldn't try and matchstick lift with spilling words. And this morning, when I wanted to tell Mum to write, I figured maybe I should write. Write this morning, about that morning, about weighted panic, about tidal fish tank ripples that suddenly make life feel like swimming backwards, about the creeping change sliding through our arteries, vaguely morphing the shape of our appleseed core, but can't seem to let it out. I can't let the word slip under the I'm fine barrier that perches owl-eyed at the tip of my tongue. And when someone asks, how are you doing? There are now so many adjectives lodged in the throated mucus of guilt. Guilt that I'm okay. Okay because I'm yet to process. Okay because my mental cogs still haven't whirred through issues like the essence of life and no life and mortality and love and family and what the fuck is right and wrong. And this morning, I envy Mum. Mum and her rivers of worry. Mum and her endless nightlight talking, because we're all scared, but at least she has something to say.